Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
You know that old joke, how do you know someone goes to Trinity? Because they'll tell you. Well, that now applies to electric car drivers. I can't bring my dad anywhere without him showing off his Ioniq 5 or asking if there are any chargers nearby. And with 11,164 more EV cars on Irish roads as of April this year, that second question becomes all the more important, especially in rural areas like Tipperary, where it is pretty much a deterrent to purchasing an EV. But Tipperary County Council has started to try and address the issue of poor supply of chargers. Chris Kelly is the CEO of EasyGo, and he has been telling me about their plans for the Premier County.
Our plans for Tipperary are we're fitting 13 fast charge points, which charge a car 3 to 350 kilometres in an hour is how much range they put in. We're putting 13 charge points in 13 sites in 13 different towns in Tipperary.
Why were you contacted by the County Council?
So we're doing this across the country with, it's a project we're doing with AIR. AIR own phone boxes on the streets, and we're now working in conjunction with them to remove the phone boxes and repurpose the phone boxes as electric vehicle charge points.
At the meeting, some had mentioned them being unsightly, but is there more of a reason than that?
They're not being used. With everybody having mobile phones, they're just not being used. And AIR were looking for something to do with these sites that could be useful for the community. And this was one of the ideas, and we've been working with them across the country doing this.
So when you come to the 13 locations, how long does it usually take for these things to be put in place and the infrastructure to be there?
So we have to put in all new infrastructure. There's new electrical connections, and obviously working with the councils to find, even though the phone box might be in a particular location, you might find the charger is slightly different because we have to get it to suit where people park as well. So we're hoping to have all 13 sites done by August, by the end of August this year. So it's quite a quick turnaround.
Yeah, absolutely. People would be delighted. What kind, do you know some of the areas?
Yeah, we do indeed. So we've Care, we've Newport, Templemore, Nina, Carrick and Shore, Tipperary Town, Roscrea, Clonmel, Thurles, Ballina, Boris O'Kane, Cashel and Feddard.
Okay, so a really good spread, yeah, north and south.
Yeah, we find that that's key for charging, is to have a good spread. No matter where somebody wants to go, we want them to be able to charge their car and not have to worry about finding somewhere to charge.
Every county in Ireland seems to be embracing electric cars. That's with the exception of Sligo, which has seen a decrease this year. But in Tipperary, there's been a 17.9% increase in the year to date, meaning that there are now an additional 211 electric vehicles registered in the Premier. However, there is still lower numbers in rural areas than our urban hubs like Dublin and Cork, which has seen thousands of new registrations. But Chris does think that they are growing in popularity here.
It is, even using the car a lot. The cars these days have a pretty decent range on them. So you can easily travel 300, 350 kilometres without charging up. And, you know, most charging will be done at home. Most people have a home charge point. It's the easiest and cheapest way to charge up. It's for people on the move that we're putting these charge points in for, or people in apartment complexes that don't have access to a charge point in their home.
My question is always, you know, as someone who rents and wouldn't be sure whether I'll be moving around the place, I always say I couldn't have an electric car because I wouldn't have a home charging point. Is this targeted towards people like me as well?
It is indeed. It is indeed. But because it's not just a Tipperary project, and I'm delighted that we're speaking about Tipperary, but it's an All-Ireland project that we're working on at the minute. I'm fitting charge points in towns right across the island.
Okay. Could you see yourselves doing more? I know there was a bit of conversation around this at the Clonmel Borough District meeting. They did say, oh, can this company, can you start replacing our slow ones with fast ones? And there was just a bit of conversation about your capacity or ability to do that at the minute. But do you see yourselves expanding?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's places for slow chargers and there are places for fast chargers. The fast chargers, very beneficial for somebody on the go that only has 20, 30 minutes to stop off, even stop for lunch and charge up their vehicle. The slow charging is perfect for people who are in the workplace and maybe staying overnight in hotels or B&Bs and of course, the home as well.
So it's not just a case of replacing slow with fast. That's not something that is necessary.
No, absolutely not. I'd be more for saying that keep the slow where the slow is, because somebody will have a use for it and have a need for it. There's so much more room to expand on the EV charging networks out there now to just keep adding the charge point, not to replace them.
Would you maybe tell me a bit about your inception? When did you start?
I started this company a little over 8 years ago, back when people were saying, you're crazy, who's going to drive an EV? But we could see that the need was going to be there. You could see it happening across Europe and you could see it happening across the UK, that there was where people were going to be driving to and traveling to and from. They were going to need somewhere to fuel up. We had a lot of changes to make. It would have been 2019 before we actually had, I suppose, the ability to sell electricity through charge points. We had to change legislation. We had to look at a lot of permissions for chargers to fit into the ground, things like that. But, you know, we were putting them into workplaces from an early day. We were putting them in the homes as well, because that's, as I say, that's where most people park. It's only in the last 3 to 4 years we've really got into supporting people on the move with charging.
And then this is something that I imagine it'll only grow. I mean, a lot of the people I would speak to, they see even cars are going off the market because they're being replaced with electric cars. So it does seem to only be going one way.
Oh, it is. It is. And with the government's plans to have such an amount of EVs in the marketplace by 2030, you know, their plans are that every vehicle from 2030 on is to have a socket on it to be able to plug in and charge up. So you're right, it is. It's only going one way. So the more chargers out there, the more security for drivers and the easier it is for drivers to be able to travel around and not be worrying about having to charge.
So you've heard it here. Popularity on the rise. However, there needs to be better incentives for those of us still fueling up. That's according to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. But you never know. Maybe you'll be bragging about your car that makes no sound in the coming months.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.